Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brenna. We're just three ghouls that like to sit around and drink coffee and talk about true ghost crimes.
Am I the only real person here?
We are both
in a closet
ghosts.
With ghosts this whole time.
This is how you find out.
Tell them what they want.
I don't know why I just felt like
I was going to say, it's like The Sixth Sense, and you're Bruce Willis.
Andy Samberg and the band.
The band.
The ghost, or the guest, the band. Isn't that Bruce Springsteen's band? It's called The Band or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
The band, but not Bruce Springsteen. Beans, we love you so much.
We
We're
love
so
you,
happy
Beans.
To be back for another week of true crime.
True crime.
And coffee.
Coffee.
If you hear throughout this episode, like a dog woofing. Or some noises about, it's windy.
Coming off.
It is a windy
house.
Day.
Dude, it's a super windy day.
It's super windy day here.
All of our allergies are burning our faces off.
It's true.
Legit.
And if there's just little noises, it's because we're on our way to Oz.
Yes,
we're going
to Oz. Yeah, I was going to say hopefully another house doesn't fall on top.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Even though we are safely in the breakfast nook closet,
yes,
you may still hear wind because it is quite crazy today.
Yeah.
Which is wild because yesterday was such a nice day.
It was.
And
such
then
a
today
nice
is
day.
Like what?
Yeah. You had nice weather for 24 hours?
No.
Never.
You cannot.
So yeah, just wanted to give you Beans a heads up if you're like, what is that, murder? It's like, no, it's just weather.
It's just weather.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Weather and murder.
Sometimes weather can kill.
That's dun, true. Dun, dun. Is that a TV show?
No, it should be.
Is that the
weather
segue?
Weather that kills.
No.
Damn it.
And Amanda's episode is about a hurricane that murdered people,
you
which
know,
she would know
that
happens.
Would have been so cool.
Is the, hurricanes are mass murderers sometimes.
This woman was kind of a hurricane in these people's lives.
There
ah.
it is. There it is.
Nice.
We made it.
Have you ever heard of a woman named Walburga Ostrich? I feel like you'd remember that name.
I'm like Wahlburga. And I'm like Wahlburger. I am hungry now.
I know. I went to that place one time late at night and it was not very good.
Oh, I went to it in Toronto. I haven't been to the one here. And the Toronto one was nice. It was right behind where we were staying.
Mm. The burgers, it tasted like a thing of meat. Like, there was no, like, vibe or...
Mine was a mushroom.
See?
Mine was a portobello mushroom, because I don't eat the meats.
Yeah. You knew how to play the game.
Sometimes.
Anyways, Amanda
tell us about this person.
Well, luckily, we don't have to use her name that much more, because she went by Dolly. So.
Dolly.
Wahlburga.
Oh, no. Dolly.
Dolly Korschel was born in 1880 to German immigrant parents.
Hmm.
It isn't known whether she was born in Germany or immediately after her parents arrived in the States.
Mm.
But she was raised in Milwaukee in a very heavily German community. The family didn't have a lot of money, so at the ripe age of 12, Dolly started working in a textile mill which produced aprons.
Hmm.
The owner was a stern German businessman named Fred William Ostrich. He immediately took a liking to the charismatic Dolly, and the two fell in love.
Hmm.
By the time she turned 17, they were married.
Oh.
It's said that Dolly was a nice juxtaposition to her husband. Fred was apparently pretty distant at times and kind of unlikable. Dolly would basically act as his head of HR and regularly help solve labor disputes and issues among the coworkers.
Oh.
But it wasn't a perfect marriage. Dolly was known to have quite a few men on the side.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Scandal. One day in 1913, Dolly phoned her husband at work to let him know her sewing machine was on the fritz. Fred sent over 17-year-old Otto Sandhuber to his house to take a look. When the teen arrived, Mrs. Ostrich was wearing nothing but a silk robe and stockings.
Ooh.
Apparently, she had been taking a notice of him at the factory.
Oh, no.
He was apparently into it, and so began a decade-long affair between the two.
Wow.
To avoid suspicion, Dolly would tell the neighbors that Otto was her, quote, vagabond half-brother. And that's why he was here sometimes. He didn't have a place to live.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
It's my half-brother that I am sleeping with.
Yeah.
If you hear strange noises.
Yeah.
It's definitely not us fucking. All right.
Oh,
yeah. But,
Jesus.
So 5 years into this relationship, when they couldn't really hide it from outside eyes any longer, Otto moved into the attic of Dolly's home.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Unbeknownst to Fred.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I actually think I might know this story.
It is a movie with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
So you might know it from them. But,
no,
yeah.
No, I think that... I think that I might know what happens. Okay, but go on.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I actually do know this story.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I do know this story. Go on. Okay, yes.
Yeah, I was like, do you want to
No, I don't. I don't. Because I don't know enough about it. I just know what happens. Like, but I don't know enough about it.
I know nothing. Help me. Help me.
Brenna and the other beans. This is for you.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Well, I don't know all the, like, how it happens stories. So really fun.
So Otto lived there for quite a while. He would come downstairs during the day and do regular chores around the house. This included everything from cleaning, fixing things, making bootleg gin in the bathtub, and plowing Mrs. Ostrich about 8 times a day.
Oh my
plowing
God.
Her?
Yep. He would later describe himself as her sex slave.
Yes.
Before Fred arrived home from work, Otto would retreat back to the attic where he would spend his time writing. I saw different sources say everything from erotica to sci-fi. Dolly would
could
actually,
be both.
I mean,
yeah,
you know what?
Both, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
You do you. He's got nothing but
fan
time.
Fictions, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dolly would actually send some of his works out to be published. Some of his stories even made it into magazines.
Right. I just love that she's got this, like, sex goblin in her attic.
Sex
yeah.
goblin.
She's like, eh, use a pen name. It's fine.
Like a sex ghost.
You can do it.
Yeah, it's just so
sex ghost. Sex ghost.
Sex ghost. Sex ghost. You
Baby.
Can live in my attic till my husband comes home.
Sex ghost.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Just that kind of life. To be so quiet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, where the heck am I?
Is the part about sex
okay.
ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The sex attic.
And, okay, so from his attic office, apartment, whatever
yeah,
you want to call
it. That,
yeah. Yeah. Otto could hear Fred and Dolly being intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And they fought many times about it, but Dolly was like, well, I have to fulfill my wifely duties, and, you know, he'll get, like, really suspicious if I don't. Not that I just also want to sleep with everybody. It's fine. It's
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
In 1918, the Ostrich family was settling to move west to Los Angeles. Dolly said she would go, but only if the new house they moved into had an attic.
Yep.
This is not something super common for California homes, right? Like, that'd be like asking someone in Vegas, like, I want a basement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't really do that, but he found her one. So Dolly has Otto sent over ahead of time so he can move undetected into the attic of their new home.
Uh-huh.
She's like, all right, bro, here you go. Go get some money. Here's the key. Go move yourself in.
This guy had no idea for so long. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Wow.
So for a few more years, life goes on like this. Occasionally, Fred would notice weird sounds in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly would just say it was animals or the house settling. He would start to notice that food was missing. But Dolly would tell them that he ate it when he was drunk and, like, hound him for not remembering.
Oh, my God.
He would, like, gaslit the fuck out of him.
You ate that entire loaf of bread.
But I'm allergic to the ingredients. You ate it anyway.
Yeah.
You ate it. You did it.
And all those sounds? What? You're crazy. It's an animal. But don't look for it.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, no.
Let it stay.
I'm going to call animal control. No.
And you know the noises are just like...
Right.
Well, that was one that I was reading that, like, that was one of the things he heard. He literally heard, like, a man clear his throat. At one point, and he was like, I fucking know I heard something! But then he couldn't find it.
He's just trying to read in the parlor, and then one day it's like,
yes.
Maybe it was just a bird.
It's a bird.
It's definitely a bird.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
The dogs we don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So on August 22nd, 1922, Otto could hear Dolly and Fred arguing downstairs. And this wasn't completely uncommon, so at first he was just going to let it go. That's when he heard a thud and a yelp from Dolly. Assuming she was being thrown to the ground, Otto rushes to her aid.
Oh, no.
What actually happened is that she, like, tripped over a rug and ate
oh,
shit.
God.
Like, everything was fine. But Otto had already grabbed two 25 caliber pistols and was rushing to the scene.
Wow.
He shot Fred three times.
Overreaction much. Jesus Christ.
Well, he is trapped in an attic.
That's yeah, I mean, what do you do?
Crazy.
I'm sure, yeah, he was losing it. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if the guy's going to see him, it's like, wait, where'd you come from?
Right.
Like, don't worry about it.
Surprise.
Surprise. But the lovers thought up a plan on the spot pretty quickly. Maybe they had thought of this before, but I digress. So the plan was that Otto would lock Dolly in an upstairs closet and throw the key somewhere randomly in the hallway. Then he would take Fred's expensive diamond watch and all the cash in their dresser and retreat to his attic apartment. Neighbors heard the gunshots, and so they called the police. Police arrived on the scene not too long after. They found Dolly yelling, "Fred! Oh, Fred!" from the upstairs locked closet. Mm-hmm. She told authorities that she was putting away a fur coat in her closet when suddenly she was pushed in and locked inside. She said a burglar had come in, and when Fred didn't give him what he wanted, they shot him.
How do you know? You're in the closet. I guess you could just guess.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you were like, he doesn't have guns.
Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Magnum Coffee.
Magnum Coffee.
They're a coffeery in here. A coffeetery.
Coffeetery.
A coffeetery in Vegas. And I think it's at least where they roast their beans. But they're a company in town, and they're really cool, and they're really nice, and they have delicious coffee. They're kind of over by the airport if you're a Vegas person.
Like Sunset and...
not quite Eastern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really cool. They do coffee stuff there. They also donated a gourmet coffee basket for the Playhouse. So thank you, Magnum Coffee. Also, you have delicious coffee.
Thank you.
For being
delicious
coffee.
Love that.
Development Hell is back, guys.
Development Hell is the podcast that Richard Humphreys and Kyle Anderson has with another gentleman that's, I'm sure, very lovely as well. I'm very sorry that I don't know your name. But I love that podcast. They do, like, a stupid, awesome deep dive about, like, a movie that took forever to get made. They just did the Speed Racer, like, and it's so good. And they just, like, they're funny. Their anchor ad is my favorite one. And because they tell the truth about how we make millions of dollars off of Anchor. Mm-hmm. they're not afraid to tell the truth. And they're just funny boys, and I love it. And I'm somebody that likes to learn a ton of shit about stupid things. They did a whole thing about Godzilla, and it's so great. And King Kong, like, it's so great. So I highly recommend it if you want to learn about movies and projects and video games and stuff like that that just took forever.
Yeah.
Fun.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's really awesome.
How much did they pay you for that ad?
Not enough.
No, just kidding. They paid me nothing. They paid me in friendship because I love them.
Ah,
friendship.
Gross. I love it.
Friendship.
Police were incredibly suspicious of Dolly, but they could never fully explain how she could have locked herself in the closet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they got away with it. And what do you think happened next?
They got married.
Got married.
They did it again in some stupid way. Like, they actually killed somebody else, like an idiot or something stupid or...
That'd be cool.
Trying to think, like, how they got caught. Like,
yeah, but no, just Otto continued to live in the attic.
Whoa!
For 8 more years.
Cool!
Oh, she still wasn't even like, yo, you killed my husband, you can sleep in the bed with me. Nah, brah. He was upgraded to a typewriter now, though, because it didn't matter if he was making noise most nights.
Whoa.
Dolly would go on to date and have a few other boyfriends.
Whoa.
Eventually, she started dating her defense attorney, Herman Shapiro.
Mm-hmm. Shapiro?
Yeah, not that one. This is early 1900s. But Dolly slips up one day, and she gives her new beau the diamond watch that was supposedly stolen the night that Fred died.
Oh my God. Okay. Yep. I was like, what is it? I was like, what's the stupid thing that happened?
There's the stupid thing. Dolly tried to cover it up by saying either she found it on the lawn because the robber had dropped it, or she found it later in the couch cushions, depending on the source.
Oh, in here?
Yeah. Another slip up is when Dolly's other boyfriend, Roy Klum, found out about her other boyfriend, Herman. He was like, haha, okay, then I'm going to tell the police about the pistol you gave me after Fred's death that you asked me to throw in the La Brea tar pits for you.
Oh, my God.
No. It was also around this time that police had noticed Herman had Fred's watch.
Oh, no.
Once the story hit the newspapers, a neighbor spoke up and was like, excuse me, she also gave me a pistol.
Oh, my God.
That she asked me to bury in my yard. Oh my she God. Said it was too similar to the one that killed her husband, so she wanted to get rid of it so that no one got in trouble.
I'm glad the neighbor was like, I'm just going to hold on to this.
Yep.
So yeah. When the cops come around.
Mm-mm. So the police were miraculously able to retrieve both guns, and they actually weren't in that bad of shape. So they figured out that they were the same caliber that killed her husband.
Oh, my God.
Dodley was finally taken in under suspicion of murder. So she goes to jail. Meanwhile, there's still a man living in her attic.
Like, that's amazing. Well, she would never, like, there's a man in my attic, because then I guess that would give her whole thing up, right? So she just had to...
But, like, she can't let him die, right? So she... She asks her lawyer boyfriend, Herman, to go to the house with food and take it up to her attic for her, quote, vagabond half-brother living in her attic.
Right.
And he does it. He goes and he like, knocks on the attic door. You're supposed to knock three times. So he, like, knocks on the attic door three times. Otto's like, hey, what's up? But he's, like hasn't eaten, he's like thin and what like looks terrible. And because of that state he's in, something comes over Otto and he tells Herman the truth.
Of course.
About everything. Yeah. He's like, actually I've been her sex slave living in this attic and
somebody please validate that I'm real. Yeah.
Help. Right.
Like, I'm just stuck in this attic all the time. Yeah.
So Otto was arrested and tried for manslaughter. He was convicted. But afterwards, they were like, ooh, actually, the statute of limitations run out for this, so you can go.
Oh, my God.
You can go.
The papers dubbed him the Batman because he lived up in the attic.
Oh, my God.
He is the Batman.
He's the Batman.
He's the Batman.
The Batman.
So he changed his name, moved to Canada, and had a whole new life. No, really, he did. He changed his name, moved to Canada.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dolly was released due to a hung jury. In 1936, her indictment was officially dropped, and she lived out the rest of her days in L.A. until she passed away at the age of 80.
Dang.
Oh, diggity God. Dang.
Final sips?
It doesn't really matter what you identify as. You could still be manipulative.
100%.
You could still be manipulative and... fucked up and weird and be a narcissist. I think we cover a lot of dudes on this podcast that do that, where they like date a bunch of people and, you know, like it's just ridiculous and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like, yeah, women are also very capable. Mm-hmm. And then anybody outside of, you know, the binary, it's all possible.
It's all possible. Human beings are terrible.
Yeah. No statistics will tell you that more do than others, but like, I'm just saying like it's possible. It's not impossible that there can be some lady that is just trying to make her way through with a boyfriend and a husband and a boyfriend.
In the attic.
In the attic.
In the attic. You guys, listen. All that exists. You could be open. You could do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Just communicate it. Don't hide your boyfriends in an attic. What if the husband would have been... You don't know. You don't know if he would have been cool with it. You don't know if he would have been like, well, I
didn't get the opportunity to be asked.
Exactly.
No.
Instead, he was just murdered by your boyfriend that you kept alone
in an attic. That's kind of my like final sip of this is just like, oh my God.
So you don't confinement's fucked up.
Right. And like you don't own another person. You cannot control someone else's life for your own happiness.
No.
You don't get to keep somebody in an attic and use them when you want and leave them there and they're just your little sex slave.
There's like, consequences.
They're humans.
And he was just a kid. They started their affair when he was 17 years old.
17. Like, he was a child.
Yeah. She completely manipulated his whole life because she decided to keep him as a sex slave. Don't keep sex slaves. That's final sip.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, no.
We have to tell you.
We have to tell you.
It's always leave kids
unwilling.
Leave kids alone.
Like, leave don't kids have alone. Sex slaves. Just don't have a sex slave. Make sure everybody's like consenting.
Have a consenting.
Yeah, consenting. Right, yeah. As long as it's consensual. Like,
either way, solitary confinement for a long period of time is like awful.
No.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's why it was like manslaughter and not murder. Because they're like, this guy was not in his right state of mind.
There's no way.
Like, there's no way this. They're saying there's no way it was premeditated. I'm sure that they talked about it in the past, like, one day I'll kill your husband. Ha ha ha. Well, and this is what we'd have to do. Just get the only reason I'm saying that is I feel like because people heard the gunshots, the police were called, and they already had a plan. So that's why I'm like, somebody talked about this beforehand.
I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like it would have been her plan. Like, so one of these days, you're going to kill my husband.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but who knows? But
probably did the, like, would you kill him for me?
Do you love me?
Do you love me? Yes. Would you protect me?
I mean, that's why, like, isolation in, you know, prison is so awful, like, when prisoners get isolated for long periods of time. Like, isolation will mess with you mentally. You just, it's not something we're supposed to, we are social creatures. Even those of us who, you know, are more introverted, we are still, we still have the need to be social. It's just not on a, you know, grand scale like people who are more extroverted, but you still need to have social interaction of some kind, human touch of some kind, or it really messes with your mental state.
They just, John Oliver, we could add this to the link to the notes, but John Oliver just did an entire, like, episode about solitary confinement and how like fucked up it is and why, and like literally I just watched it last night, like so it's like fresh, but it's, they just talk about how it is so fucked up, your brain gets so messed up, and like it's not even like the touch is one thing, it's the interaction with other people like in general, but also the other thing about solitary confinement, which I'm sure just him hearing her having relations with her husband, like in these solitary confinement things, there's people, it's never quiet. We think of it as like a quiet place. People are constantly screaming and banging on stuff and just losing their shit. And you can just hear it because it's not like the sound is like it's not like it's not the breakfast nook.
Right.
There's not, you know, cute lights and padding everywhere. It's just a echoey room. So people, you hear everyone else in there that are just screaming and losing it and like kicking doors and trying to, you know, slam themselves against stuff. So it's like, the idea of also, like, obviously that's awful. And then on that same, like, spectrum is him hearing her having a life the whole time and, like, not being able to make any noise. Like, that just must be so, it must have really messed with him.
Yeah, it's just awful. I'd only known, the part about the story I knew was, like, the murder part. Like, I only knew that part. I didn't know any of the beginning or, like, how he got there or, like, how long he'd been there. I just... Right. It, like, popped up on, I don't know, one of the things I follow on the Instagram, and it was, like, a picture of, like, her and him and the husband.
The excitement of you just knowing the story reminds me of just why we started the podcast, so that's why I was, like, cool. Right. Like, it was
I wanted to say, like, what do you think happened?
Yeah.
Well, what's funny, too, is when you see a picture of this woman, you're going to be like,
How? Yeah. But hey, man.
Hey, man.
You know?
It's all about your attitude.
It's true.
Never mind. That seemed really appropriate. Never mind.
But no, love is love, man. And you can do the thing where you have more than one lovers as long as everyone's cool with it and you're talking about it and communicate. You don't need to have a secret lover in your attic.
You don't.
That's not okay for everybody. Like, no, that's not okay for anyone.
Yeah. Something is afoot, if that's the case. Like, that reminds me of that story of the lady that lived in that dude's attic in Japan for, like, a long time and they had, like, no idea.
Well, there's a lot of people living in walls, too, and, like, living inside of people's walls, living inside of crawl spaces, living inside of attics. But that's why this is like, but they knew he was there.
Yeah. So wild. It also needs to have an attic. I think her husband would have just been like, no.
Been like, we don't use the attic we have.
Yeah.
Says you.
You would think, right?
But I don't think, I don't know, I feel like there wasn't a lot of communication. I wasn't alive back then, I promise, but I don't feel like there was a, like, husbands and wives weren't, like, on the same team. That's, they were, you know, you were met and married for different reasons and all that kind of stuff, too. So it just makes me feel like, you know, I think, you watch any show based on back then or, like, you listen to anybody talk about it and they were just like, oh, you wouldn't, that's your husband, why would you talk to him? Like, you know, it's like a joke being a joke. Like, you weren't friends with your husband, which is fine, like, for what it was, I guess, like, but we've now evolved into being like, if I have to hang out with you, I need to know you, like,
yeah.
So I could totally understand, like, back then being like, well, he just goes to work and then I'm home alone all day.
I need a lover in my attic.
I need a hobby.
And they tried for 5 years before I moved into the attic, but I love that they were like, this, you know what, this is the solution.
Yeah,
this is not, maybe solution. I should just, like, leave my husband, divorce him, let him have his own life, continue on, and...
But then she wouldn't have a house.
True, though.
Yeah.
With an attic.
Yeah, back then, she wouldn't have shit after
that. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, different times. Different times. Hopefully, we've learned things from that.
I learned something today.
Yeah?
That I love you guys.
Aww.
I knew it already.
Get out.
I relearned it.
I knew that. I knew that about us. Mm-hmm. We love each other.
Love you too.
And we love the beans.
Love you, beans.
Beans. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks
we love you, beans.
Thanks for hanging out in the attic.
No attics. I'm scared of attics. We, my house in Utah, when I was growing up, we had, an attic entrance, right? Mm-hmm. And my dad would always be, really silly and be like, oh, if you're bad, you're going to go into the attic. And we'd all be like, no, I don't want to go in the attic.
That was
I never went in there.
There was, an episode of The Simpsons where it was a Halloween horror, one of those haunted horror treehouse ones. And it was, that there was another sibling, a second Bart in
yes,
the attic.
Yes, I remember that one. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. We had basements in Utah, too, but I liked the basement. The basements. Mm-hmm. Although there was a giant hole that went under the house that was scary, and we had it covered with a piece of, giant. I think it was a door, actually. It was, a door that hung over it. Anyways, great. More on that later. Thank you, Beans. Thank you, Beans, for joining us here on our lovely podcast. We appreciate you and all of your kind words. Thank you for reaching out to us and just being such supportive, awesome Beans. And checking out our website. Shout out to our Beans, Chloe and Bob. They bought so many awesome shirts and they're wearing them. And I love it. I love seeing stuff out and about. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, so, guys, put us on your body.
Put us.
Whoa. That's aggressive, Brenna.
But please, please put us on your body. Is that better?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Please is nice. You can also put us in your hand with a cup. We have mugs. Mugs are available for your coffee drinking experience. Anyways, thank you so much, Beans, for your awesome support. We look forward to sharing more of these stories with you and hearing from you. Please join us next time on this little podcast we like to call
Morning Murder.
Next time I will do the cutoff and cutoff.
Morning Murders musical is disaster.
Oh God, we need to hit the books.
Hit the books.
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes. At Morning Murders, that's MORNINGMURDERS.
Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening!
I like you.
I like you.
Nicole.
You ever talk to Nicole?
Nicole.
And sometimes Nicole.
Bruna.
We had a funny moment the other day when we got Hawaiian food when I was like,
oh,
Brenna. I said,
oh my God.
It happens a lot, so I'm happy I had a witness where I go, and who's the order under? I say, Brenna. She's like, Brenna? And I was like, Brenna, B-R-E. She goes, Brenda? And I was like, yep.
No!
I just laughed. Yeah, yeah.
She heard me audibly laugh behind
her. Yeah,
it's Brenda.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, dude.
It doesn't matter. It's just whatever's going to...
Get my order right.
Okay.
I just want food.
I don't care. I'll go under anything.
I left that in your fridge. Did you eat it?
I didn't eat the pork, but I did eat the
good
the katsu. Good. That was a great little snackaroonie.
I know.
It was.
I'm glad it went to a good mouth.
It went to a good mouth. Yeah. I appreciate your what's it called when it's a donation, but it's for like ghosts.
What?
Offering? Yeah. Thank you for your offering.
A donation.
A donation.
I like that.
For ghosts.
In the Morning Murder dictionary.
An offering.
Offering.
A donation
but for ghosts.
Speaking of ghosts, Nicole, you're going to meet some ghosts soon.
I am going to meet ghosts soon. I'm really excited to meet ghosts.
We have to figure out a day we can go.
Yes.
But
I was telling people.
I was like, are you meeting the band Ghost?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish.
We're talking
about
something
else.
Oh,
my
God.
I would freak out if I met the band Ghost.
The band Ghost, if you listen to this podcast, Nicole wants to meet you.
I really want to meet you.
But otherwise, I got Nicole for her birthday because we just had a birthday. That's not to date this because it's going to be whatever bloopers or something
That's
before
true.
After anyways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we got Nicole a ticket to Zach Bagans Haunted Museum so she could go look at it her goddamn self.
I'm going to touch so many
touch
ghosts.
Ghost yeah. butts. Mm-hmm.
Just touch it, but just walk around.
And just touch the
just
ghost butts.
Yeah.
You'll just touch the
your hands open at your waist.
Open to, you know,
but.
Things.
I'm just
if
open.
They're butts, then they're butts.
Open to touching ghost butts.
Yeah. Be like, just walk around going like, do you consent? Like,
right, yes, because it's consent always.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, you sign a waiver when you go in.
Oh,
so
that's
I think that two-way consent is like, yeah.
Ghosts
you
and the
can
ghosts
touch
are
my
also.
Butt. I
can
touch
your butt,
but you cannot come home with me.
Right, that's crossing the line.
Yeah, I can't wait to visit Peggy the ghost doll again because
oh,
I think she's still there.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I want to meet Peggy.
She just seems like a
Peggy
nice lady.
The ghost doll.
She didn't like Katie. Yeah.
She didn't like Katie.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. I think I did hear that.
Yeah.
She
called her a bitch or something.
Oh, Peggy.
I know Peggy.
Jeez.
She's supposed to be a demon, so they're probably not very
a demon.
Nice. I've heard the demons are not super nice.
Oh, you know, I've heard that about some demons. But, you know, some demons, we can't, as Ben says, we can't put them all in one basket because not all demons are the same.
Don't put your Bens in one basket.
Ben's
agree?
Like me.
Yeah.
Okay. I am Ben.
One day in 1918, that's a lie. Beep, beep. One day in 1913.
I love that. That's a lie.
That
my brain
that's
saw that
a
three
lie.
As an eight, even though I just got my eyes
this is
checked.
So smooth.
That's a lie.
I don't want to lie to our listeners.
No,
I just can't fucking read.
It was so funny. That was so smooth.
That's a
like,
lie.
Well.
Mm.
You could have kept going, and
I'm an actor.
Have, like, never figured it out. Been like, oh, that's part of it.
Yeah. That's a lie.
Okay.
So smooth.
Okay.
Hold on, I need a coffee.
Or does she?
All right. She does.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty good. I don't normally drink black coffee. That was pretty damn good.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It is good. I like it. This is Honduras coffee.
From Honduras.
Yeah.
I just took my first sip, and I can agree. That's really good.
Mm. I've been drinking it all day and yesterday.
Nice.
And she hasn't died.
I haven't died, so that's good.
So I didn't put enough cyanide in that one.
Okay.
I'm immune. I'm kidding.
I'm immune to cyanide?
Cyanide.
That's how she keeps it up, is just the gentle poisoning from friends.
Okay,
got it.
Gentle poisoning, band name. Okay.
Yes.
Beep, beep. In 1918, the Ostrich family was settling to move west to Los Angeles. Nope, JK, I didn't go back far enough.
I was like,
enough.
I thought there was a three.
Nope, I didn't. I lied again.
You read
I lied.
Three wrong.
Because look, I just went to a date.
Ah,
okay.
Got it.